You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, if you would like to see our interviews, because all the interviews that we do on this program, we also put on YouTube, youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. So if you want to relive this discussion, you can actually go to YouTube and watch it as well. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, coming up on Thursday, December the 18th, the Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals will be having a ceremony to announce the recipients of the 2025 Professional of the Year Awards. It honors outstanding Hmong professionals across industry categories. And these individuals exemplify excellence, leadership, and service within their professions and throughout the Central Wisconsin community. And we're very happy to welcome here across the table to talk to us this morning, Stephanie Chang, who is a member of the Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals Board. Stephanie, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're filling some big shoes here for Yi, so I'm sure you're going to be perfectly A-OK, but really good to have you here today. I thought before we talk about the awards event itself, let's talk a little bit about the Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals Board. What is it? How many folks are involved in it? What got you involved in it?
Yeah, so Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals, we're a nonprofit dedicated to empowering Hmong professionals through community education and leadership. By day, I work for the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and so that's how I kind of got involved, as we kind of work through the same networks and the same groups, and, you know, I thought that this is a perfect place for me to be and something to, you know, help service my community.
Is it kind of a networking organization as well, that you get a chance to meet a lot of folks from other businesses and other aspects here in Central Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that we do is do workshops, seminars, and networking events, and just to kind of build your network and build your leadership skills.
How long have you been involved in both your organizations?
Sure. So the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, I've been working there for a little bit over 3 years. And then I came into Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals a little bit over a year ago.
Can you talk a little bit about, let's start with the Hmong Chamber. Sure. Because I think we're very familiar with the chambers all over the place.
Sure.
Can you talk, is it similar to maybe the WASA Chamber or other chambers of commerce in terms of what they accomplish or what they try to accomplish?
Sure. So the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, we're actually a statewide chamber. Mm-hmm. We are headquartered in Milwaukee, and then we have several satellite locations, including WASA, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Appleton, and then obviously Milwaukee.
And then the Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals Board. How is that different? I mean, what do you do differently there than maybe you do on the chamber board?
Yeah, so for the chamber, I actually work for the chamber as the loan officer. So through the chamber, we primarily work with small businesses. We help uplift small businesses at the chamber. And then at Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals, we are working with professionals.
Very good. Again, we're talking to Stephanie Chang, member of the Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals Board here on 98.9 WXCO. How long have you been in Central Wisconsin?
Whole life.
Yeah, so I was going to say, are you a native here? As you've seen the Hmong community grow, and that's something we talk about with Yi when he comes in here, when I got the message about these awards, and I just look at some of the names, and it's just, I think, you know, the Hmong influence within our community continues to grow, and I got a lot of special folks who do a lot of really interesting things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's crazy to see that, you know, we've been here for 50 years and how many different professions that all of our Hmong people are in, considering we are a very small group of people, but mm-hmm. we are, you know, in so many different professions.
And also something that kind of jumped out in just listening to you talk is that, you know, the process, when you think back over the last 50 years and the process and the growth that has come, and now seeing the whole term professionals, the different kind of areas that members of the Hmong community have been able to grow into. That's something that continues to develop as well, correct?
Absolutely.
When you look at the areas where the biggest growth has occurred, is there anything that jumps out? Is there any aspect within our area here in central Wisconsin that jumps out in terms of some of the maybe the businesses that have come into being? Because it does seem like the swath is getting wider. Mm-hmm. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of businesses, I think we see a lot of what we see here in central Wisconsin is a lot of restaurants, right? Mm-hmm. We see a lot of foods. And I think that's one way that the Hmong community gets to connect with other people who may not speak the Hmong language but can share through food. Professionally, I've seen a lot of growth in all aspects, you know, from directors and CEOs to, you know, tellers and going through the bank system, which is kind of where I started.
That's so interesting, too, because frankly, when you talk about banking and that aspect, that's where so many businesses actually start, because you have to have the business plan. You have to get the funding, and that can be a little bit scary. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're putting yourself on the line, and have you seen the risk factor? Are people more willing to take that dive into maybe outside? Because you said it. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of food-based businesses, but it does feel like it's going beyond that. Does it feel like people are getting more confident that they're able to build the kind of business and the kind of life that they want here in central Wisconsin?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, let's turn our attention to the 2025 Professional of the Year Awards, because as I said, you had sent out the press release on it. I was looking at it and looking at, again, a very impressive list of folks. Why is this important? Why is this event important? Why is it something that the organization decided this is something that we want to do, to have an event where folks can come in and we can honor these people? Because I do think spreading the word is actually something that probably is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things is because representation matters.
And we will have more with Stephanie Chang, Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals, coming up in about 22 minutes. We're coming up on the top of the hour, 7 o'clock here on this Friday morning. We'll have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after that. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And good morning once again, everyone. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and this morning we are talking to Stephanie Chang from Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals. Their 2025 Professional of the Year Awards ceremony will be held on Thursday, December 18th at the Holiday Inn in Rothschild. So continuing to talk to Stephanie Chang. The categories actually jumped out to me, because you see agriculture, you have automotive, you have banking, as you said, business, education, you have government. Of course, we see, you know, Yi himself is somebody that's very involved in government, but it's not just him. It's really starting to grow as well. You have law, which is also, I mean, vitally important in this era, to say the least. How did this list come together? How did these folks become the honorees this year?
We thought about all the different professions that we have, and some of the ones that are a little bit more hidden, we wanted to make sure that they're included, especially if they are not really like out there. Mm-hmm. But we still wanted to make sure that they were honored and that they are a champion in our community as well.
And it's a special year because, as you said, this is actually the 50th anniversary, correct?
Absolutely.
And I imagine that's important to commemorate.
Yes.
For everybody. Why is that important? To make something special all of 50 years, to think back about where the Hmong community started. And again, the story of the Hmong community in terms of how they really, the folks 50 plus years ago, 60 plus years ago, helped the United States of America. And that story is important to spread, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the 50 years is important because it shows how far we've come. I know that we still have a long ways to go. To highlight like where we started and where we are now is important.
There was a line as part of the message here that I kind of jumped out to me, and I'll read it to you. It says, about this event. It says, you know, celebrating 50 years of the Hmong people in the United States in 2025, 50 years of the Hmong community in Marathon County in 2026. And this is what kind of caught my eye. These honorees stand as powerful examples of resilience, achievement, and progress. And those three words, I think, say a lot about when you think back to the mid-1970s, where it all began, and the idea of resilience. And I think that's a lesson that whether you're a member of the Hmong community or any other community in this, in our area in central Wisconsin, that is, I think, a word that we can all carry very, very proudly, correct? That's
absolutely
something to think about. Is there an example that you've heard about in terms of either resilience, achievement, or progress that inspired you as you've grown up here in central Wisconsin? Was it within your family? Was it maybe friends? Maybe somebody just outside your family group? Was there an example that helped you to get to this point where you're now a leader within our community?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm going to point this back to my mom, because my mom came here with just her older brother and sister. Her parents didn't make it through the war. So when she came over here, she had to learn everything herself. And she was a young teenager when she came here. And I don't mean to get choked up, but yeah, she is the story of resilience to me.
How old was your mom when she came here?
She was about 14.
Actually, earlier this week on the program, I mentioned to Ian, we were talking about, I said to him, I said, you know, because we were talking about another immigrant community in the news. I don't even want to go down the road, but it was actually a story. And I said, could you imagine moving to another country with basically nothing? That basically you're starting all over again. And then you add the fact that you're 14 years old. I can see why you'd be emotional, because when you talk about the word resilience and achievement and progress, you have the best example in the world, don't you?
Yes, I do.
As you look forward, what are the areas, because how do I put this? We are in a very, I would call, shaky time in our country's history. And as you look at where we are, but let's look ahead. What are the... How do you see the progress continuing maybe over the next 50 years? You've seen so much growth, I mean, within your family. How do you see the future looking? Are you optimistic about the future here for the Hmong community, especially in central Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of our community leaders here are doing great work. I think we are growing in spaces that we didn't know like existed. Mm. You know, I think in the next 50 years, we're going to just boom even more.
It's all about moving forward, isn't it? I mean, sometimes there's bigger steps, but also the small steps add up as well. And I think that groups like the groups that you're working with, whether it is the chamber or whether or not it is the professional group again, and let's talk again, Central Wisconsin Hmong Professionals and this event coming up on Thursday, December 18th. And before we went on, I said, well, do you want to talk about getting tickets to this event? And the good news is you're almost sold out.
Yeah, we are.
It shows the feedback is still there, that people do realize that these are some special people that are being honored.
Yeah, absolutely. We even extended the seating. You know, we're going to start small and just do a couple, like maybe 200 seats, but we did extend it and we are almost sold out.
So there are still maybe a few tickets available?
Yep, the last time I checked, there was about 30 tickets left.
Well, what we're going to do is here as part of our show page, and every day we put a podcast on of our show, and on our show page, we'll put a link just for the tickets. And when you click it, hopefully maybe there'll be a few tickets left. Otherwise, I'll say, we're sold out, but we'll still put that link up there because, again, Thursday, December 18th at 5 o'clock, the networking, which is always important for these events, starts at 4 o'clock. It's at the Holiday Inn in Rothschild. Individual tickets are $20 each. Student tickets are $15 each. So, again, it's really a great list, and I think you're going to have everybody's going to have a wonderful time honoring this very accomplished group of professionals. How well do you know? I mean, I'm sure that you've seen the list. Are you close to a lot of these folks? Do you know a lot of these folks? Or are you learning, again, about some of these accomplished individuals as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a list that I am not all too familiar with, to be honest with you.
Which is actually a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great thing and means that there's more work for me to do.
fantastic. Again, it's really something, and I just think that, again, to honor people that are doing good work in our community is always a fantastic thing. Stephanie Chang, thank you again for sharing about the event and sharing a little bit about your story as well, and hopefully maybe sometime in the future you can come back and tell us about other activities going on, whether within the chamber or whether within this great professional group as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stephanie Chang, a member of the Central Wisconsin Monk Professionals Board. And again, the event honoring these special Central Wisconsin Monk Professionals on Thursday, December 18th at the Holiday Inn in Rothschild. And again, we will have a link for more information on purchasing tickets to this event as well on our show page. We have a bottom of the hour information update coming up, including the Farm Report, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52 with the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning. It is Friday. Friday, the 5th day of December of 2025. Bit warmer today. Still chilly, but still a bit warmer than it was yesterday morning. Here in downtown Wausau, cloudy skies, 14 degrees above zero is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report. Part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Ready for the weekend?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Any plans?
Let's see. Not very anything too busy. Probably do some reading. I'll probably start watching some holiday movies with the family. We always have a nice collection of Christmas movies we watch every year. It's like one of our nice traditions.
Well, I am hitting the road this afternoon, going on the bus with the Wausau West High School hockey team. They have their every other year trip to Southeast Wisconsin, an overnight trip to play at Waukesha tonight, and then at University School of Milwaukee tomorrow. We'll have both games for you live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight we'll be on the air at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening face-off, and then tomorrow, pregame show at 2:06, and the face-off at 2:30. So Warriors 3-0 on the young season. Look for win number 4 tonight, and then hopefully win number 5 tomorrow. Again, at Waukesha tonight, at University School of Milwaukee tomorrow. Your home for Wausau West Warrior High School hockey is right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, I want to remind folks that when we get back together on Monday, it is a big week of giveaways. Of course,
yes, it is.
This week,
it will be.
We have the multi-state, multi-station grown-up Christmas list text-to-win contest. Mm-hmm. Again, if you tune in the 7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, 3 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour, you're able to get the keyword from the host and then text in and perhaps win the daily prize, which is $200 in cold hard cash, mm-hmm. and then also be a part of the final drawing for the grown-up Christmas list. So again, your next opportunity will be coming up. Actually, you still have a little bit of time here this hour. So I don't have the keyword in front of me, but Pat gave it to you earlier. So you got a couple of minutes to send that in. Also Monday, starting Monday and then going right through Christmas Eve, it's our very own holiday contest. Yep, yeah. Right here, 98.9 WXCO and the Wausau Morning Report. Well, we are having our WXCO holiday giveaway. It's your chance to win a great holiday prize from a local business each weekday during the WXCO Morning Report. And of course, we're with you at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22 a.m. At some point each morning, we will open up the phone lines for you to call in and win if you are the designated caller. Here are the great local businesses you have a chance to win prizes from. Four Seasons Golf of Wausau, Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, The Wellness Way, The Chocolate Shop, Naturally Up North, Forward Beverage Company, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Matt's 101 Pub, The Mint Cafe. So we'll be talking to some of those great businesses and their owners in the next couple of weeks as well. And you'll have a chance to win a great prize from one of these local businesses each weekday during the WXCO Morning Report starting on Monday. And again, going right through Christmas Eve. And in fact, during some of the days, you're going to have not just one, but two chances. We have so many great partner businesses with us that we actually ended up with more businesses than days between now and Christmas Eve. So we will have some days where you have a chance to win twice prizes courtesy of these businesses. So please note, when you do call in, the number is 715-814-9330. We'll remind you of that each and every weekday morning. But again, if you want to note that, 715-814-9330. And then when you hear us say, hey, call their number, whatever, make sure you get to that phone, dial it up, and then you could be the winner of our WXCO holiday giveaway each and every weekday morning, Monday, this coming Monday, right through Christmas Eve. So
that's right.
Very, very excited. Lots of terrific prizes.
Oh, yeah.
And just a wonderful way to run in the run-up to Christmas and the holiday season.
Yeah.
And thanks to all these great sponsors for joining us on this contest, because not only gives you an opportunity to win, but also find out a little bit about some of these businesses here in the Wausau area. So the WXCO Holiday Contest, December 8th through the 24th. So make sure you tune in for all of our morning segments, because you never know which of the segments you'll be able to call in and win with.
You got to be on your toes with this one.
You certainly will.
Be ready.
And Ian will be on his toes picking up the phone. And
yes, I'll be ready to take your calls.
Yep, and then get to talk to the lucky winner, whenever that is. Well, coming up, top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Oh, by the way, usually Friday mornings, Paul Mickley's with us, but he couldn't get over today. He's working, doggone it. So just me and Ian.
He's a very busy guy.
There you go. And we'll have our number for the day quiz as part of our final segment coming up as well.
Got some work to do.
7:59 is the time. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 15 degrees under cloudy skies. Expecting a bit of snow later on this afternoon, so be aware, maybe during the afternoon drive, that you could be hitting a little bit of snow as you either drive home from work or get set to maybe get out of town here for the weekend. And the weekend weather forecast continues to be chilly. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 18, and then high of 16 under mostly sunny skies on Sunday. So if you're heading to Lambeau Field. If you're one of those fortunate folks who have tickets to see the Packers and the Chicago Bears this weekend, bundle up.
Absolutely. It's going to be chilly.
Have you ever been to a Packer game?
Haven't been to an official Packer game. My family and I did go to Lambeau once as part of a Packers family day.
Sure.
Not during an actual game, though.
But still there.
It would be exciting to go to an actual game, though.
I wouldn't want to go on a day where it's 16 degrees, though.
No.
That's too cold for me. Hey, I wanted to mention a story here that's come out late this week.
Okay.
Well, involving our former Congressman Sean Duffy. This week on Wednesday, Donald Trump rolled back auto fuel efficiency standards, which is stupid, but of course he did, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way he is. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not looking forward. It's looking backward. It's destructive. It's not going to ultimately help this country. Other countries around the world are bending over backwards to try to be ahead of the curve when it comes to renewable energy and to trying to, you know, look ahead in terms of where the future is. But instead, people like Donald Trump and Sean Duffy are going backwards, trying to go back, what, to the 1960s or the 1970s. I mean, it's ridiculous. But when Trump rolled back these auto efficiency standards on Wednesday, Sean Duffy, former congressman here from the 7th Congressional District, lived in this area.
Yeah, but I'm quite familiar with his ads when he was running.
The lumberjack.
Lumberjack with the big family. He was always,
there you go.
He always had an axe in his hand. He was always chopping down trees. It's like,
also, of course, he was on The Real World on MTV back in the day. That's the first thing that he was ever known for, The Real World.
I did not know that.
You
actually
did not know that at all. I mean, well, you learn something new every day. But
I don't watch MTV anymore.
Well, that was a long time ago. Sean Duffy, U.S. Transportation Secretary, went on television to defend this new policy of rolling back auto fuel efficiency standards.
Oh, dear.
And he said something really, really stupid. He says,
dare I ask?
He says, quote, "This rule will actually allow you to bring back the 1970s station wagon. Maybe a little wood paneling on the side. We can bring back choice to consumers," end quote.
Oh,
bring back
grief.
The 1970 station wagon with the wood paneling? I mean,
yeah, he's definitely living in the past.
Is that what they mean when to make America great again, where you bring back the wood paneling station wagon? These folks, the MAGA folks, think we're all idiots. That's the bottom line. So I guess
they call everybody else needs to take the attention off themselves for doing all these crazy, stupid things.
So I guess, you know, for some folks, it's time to look forward to see. I can't wait to see which of the big three auto manufacturers decide to go back all in on the wood paneled station wagon.
Please don't.
The 2027 Chrysler
station wagon.
I mean, gee whiz. All right. Well, let's finish things up with our number for the day quiz, and you are 2 for 4 this week, so you do have
I'm
a passing
on the edge
grade.
A little bit.
Well, you have a passing grade, so that's nothing to worry about there. But you would like to finish up with a winning week, get more right than wrong.
Absolutely.
Because basically every week or every weekday we wrap up the show giving Ian the opportunity with the number for the day quiz.
Uh-huh.
He gets 3 choices on a topic of the day, one of which is correct, 2 of which are incorrect. So 1 out of 3, based on the math, 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong for the week, i.e. 3 out of 5, that's a winning week. 4 out of 5 is an A grade, because that's not easy to do. And 5 out of 5 is a gold star perfect week, which
you hold
a parade for those. I tell you, those are impressive and very, very difficult.
Okay,
our number for the day. It involves the Packers and the Bears, because the Packers play the Bears on Sunday. Bears half a game ahead of the Packers in the NFC North Division. First place on the line.
Yeah.
Longest rivalry in the NFL. Oldest rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
They played more than 200 times during the history of these teams.
Wow.
And your number for the day is,
okay,
how many times have the Packers beaten the Bears?
Ooh.
So
okay.
They have played what, 212 times during the history of the
How many times have the Packers
Beaten the Bears? Your choices are
104
times, 106 times, 108 times.
Well, at least it's in the hundreds.
They have beaten the Bears more than the Bears have beaten them.
106 or 108. How many times have the Packers beat the Bears? I know my dad is listening, so put a pressure on me for this. I'm going to say, final guess, I will say 106 times. A final answer, I'm going with 106.
That'll be more optimistic than that. The Packers have beat the Bears 108 times in their history. The biggest number. Of course it's the biggest number. But we'll try to make it 109 on Sunday. Absolutely. Still had a passing week, so that's not bad.
Yeah. It's better than getting a losing week. Well, absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Take care.
Keep it right here. More Pat, WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.